Thank you for calling customer service, Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Hello.
Yes, hello, Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
How's it going, Matt? Who I'm speaking with?
Bernadette speaking. How may I help you from the call center?
The call center exactly for which company?
Okay, we're a third-party call center, sir, that represent multiple companies with many products. If you have a zip code or something, see if you have an account with us.
Okay, so this is for new cheap offers.
What's your zip code, sir?
20721.
One moment. Let's see here, 20721. Your name, sir?
MICHAEL.
And we verify, Mr. Sachet, your address, please.
14309 Jason Wood Court, Bowie, Maryland 20721.
Okay. So your transactions here, where you agreed to pay $7.95 for shipping and handling to receiving gift of iPhone from the discount gadget store. You agreed to the shipping and handling for that to receive your iPhone. So how may I help you?
All right, so you're saying that I paid $7.95 to receive an iPhone, right?
I'm saying that's what I see here. Now, whether you did or not, that's something you would know.
Well, what the thing says is that I've been entered for a chance to win.
Okay, then that's what that is, because the $7.95 is for a chance to win the iPhone, the Dyson vacuum cleaner, or the iPad, or whatever the case might be. You haven't won an iPhone, it's a chance to win. You the $7.95 you paid purchase for a contest entry, basically is what that is.
Yeah, so well, initially you actually just said that I paid $7.95 for shipping for iPhone.
I see what it say products here phone. Like I said, you know what you did. I have to see what I see here is $7.95 billing, and it say products phone. Now we have a gadget store where people do purchase phones, so we have to come to an agreement here on what you did. What I see is $7.95 that you paid, and apparently it's not a member of the gadget store, it's for entry to the iPhone.
Okay, so that was not made clear. And so what it actually said that you won.
No,
Is
sir,
what
we
it said.
get No, it doesn't say that you won. You actually won a chance to win the iPad, but you paid for the shipping. You paid for the chance to win, basically. The contest interest is $7.95, anywhere from $2 to $7.95 sometimes. So you paid for the entry. I don't have iPhones here, so we don't have an iPhone giveaway here. I'm in a call center. We handle the transactions that was done from the clients that enter their account number. You knew what you what I see here is $7.95 on Visa card ending in 9494. That you agreed to do that a contest entry. Now, it's a chance to win. Like sometimes people have phones here, sometimes they have the tablet, sometimes they have the Dyson vacuum cleaner. In your case, I see phone listed. So what that is, you had a chance, you purchased a chance. Let me read over here. To win. Now, what you can do, it basically what it says is that you receive an entry for a sweepstake drawing, and you would not be shipped or charged anything further. That's what that is. You paid for an entry.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you the process that I went through. The process that I went through was to enter was to enter my was to try to click out of 9 boxes on a website. First, I had to answer a survey for 3 questions: whether I owned an iPhone, why I owned an iPhone, if it was powerful, if it was convenient. Then I had to answer one last question, which was probably I forgot whatever it was. It was a third question that I used. Mm-hmm. And then it took me from the survey page to another page where out of 9 gift boxes, one had the iPhone, and I had to win. I had to click out of 3 chances out of 9. So I clicked the left one. It was empty. Clicked the middle one. The iPhone popped up. It said I won.
I don't have an iPhone here, sir. I don't know where you registered for that, but
all
I don't.
I'm just letting you know the process that I went
through. We hear this all the time. People call in and enter the. This is, we have thousands of members, and they enter into a contest. And what it states here is that, as I just went and checked the protocol, it said that, and I can tell you exactly what it say. Hold on. So you got the ST1 plan. So on ST1, now this is what will happen. So ST1, you receive an entry for a sweepstakes drawing, and you will be charged for the discount shopping store, and we receive a $125 voucher monthly for the discount shopping store. So right now, which you are inside your trial period, you have 48 hours before they charge you for a discount shopping store. Now, that's where you are. That's the one that you, that's the entry that you have. It's a $7.95 entry. Of course, they have a couple types of entries. One is that you receive an entry for a sweepstake drawing, and you will not be shipped or charged anything further. And then for yours, which I have coded here, the one that you have, that you will receive an entry for the sweepstake drawing, and you will be charged for a discount shopping store. And that's usually like $59, $54.95, something like that, to become a member of the gadget store. Now, you have a window of 48 hours within that trial period to say. Now, all this was listed in the terms and conditions. I'm just reading it back to you now. In the terms and conditions, it states to you that, now, if the terms and conditions were read, okay, when you put your account number in the terms and conditions that provided that they were read, states to you that you will automatically be enrolled into a discount shopping store. Now, the discount shopping store will automatically receive $125. You'll automatically receive $125 voucher monthly for the discount shopping store for each month they charge you. So, at this point right now, you haven't won a phone. You received an entry for a sweepstake drawing. Secondly, it's a promotion on that is staying in 48 hours, in which it does state inside of the terms and conditions, if they were read, if you checked off or accepted the terms and conditions when you put your account number and did not read it, you did not see that. But if you read the terms and conditions before you checked off or before you accepted it, you had an option to put your card in at that time or not. The card would not take unless the terms and conditions are accepted. What I hear some do, most do, they accept the terms but haven't read the terms. If you read the terms, it'll state to you that you'll automatically be enrolled into the discount store. Now, what I can do for you, you're inside your trial. If you don't want to be a member of the discount store, we can cancel right now. Going forward, you won't receive any more charges, but you haven't won a phone here. We have thousands of members in the discount store. If you want to stay with the discount store just for a month or so, just to spend the $125 voucher they're giving you, you can do that as well. The membership fee is a monthly fee. I've seen anywhere from $49.95 all the way up to $72.72, you know, so that's basically what you would like to do. I can cancel the membership going forward. You won't receive the membership for the month, or you can stay with the membership, sir. But you haven't won an iPhone. You receive an entry for a sweepstakes drawing that you paid for, which was a $7.95 for that entry. We have thousands of people that do that. This is what I do 5 days a week.
I'm waiting for you to offer me a chance to refund.
A refund for what?
$7.95.
So you don't want, well, what you want to do is not the refund for the $7.95, but you don't want to be charged $72 later. That's what you don't want to do, sir. Because as of now, you'll become a member if you don't opt out of the trial period. So what I would think that you would want to do, so you don't continually get, because for me to refund it, I'm not going to refund it just to refund it. But now if you don't want to become a member, because you paid for the $7.95 for the entry, so that part is valid. That's a valid charge. You entered your card, you paid for the $7.95. But more importantly, what you want done is so that you won't pick up that monthly discount shopping charge every month. That's what you want canceled.
also think that there's no chance that I win a phone.
No, I didn't say it was. No, I didn't say it wasn't a chance. They said you receive an entry for a sweepstakes, so it is a chance. I just don't have phones here. I have thousands of people call in all the time about the entries, the contest entry. It's an entry. You pay anywhere from two to, depending on which level you chose for the entry, and
well,
you
this
would
is,
see.
This is the thing I'm telling you. The process that I went through, it shows that this is more than likely fraudulent and it's not true. That's
no,
why
sir.
I,
it's not. It's not a fraudulent account, sir.
Well, I mean, that's why I took the time to explain the details. I understand that you explained to me terms and conditions. I'm explaining to you the process that I went through.
And
the
just like
would be it's, that, I answered three survey questions. And out of nine boxes, I picked one. I picked one, and then it said you won. So that
a
would
chance
to, that would
to win.
To I won. Yeah. So now you're telling me it's a chance to win. I don't have a problem with that. But what I'm saying is, and I probably this is probably going to be the same thing. Like it's probably telling me I entered for a chance to win, and more than likely I'll probably not win, or
I
maybe that's not true.
No, it's true. It's legit.
The legitimacy of that when it told me I won. And then, now you're telling me that I've entered for a chance to win. I don't think that would be true. I think it would be like lying to me. I feel like I've been deceived is what I'm saying.
No, sir. We have. I do. No, sir. You have not. It's a very legit. It's just that where you're calling here, I'm the call center for the transactions that have taken place. Now, let me say this, too. The entry, well, I hear over, I can just use examples, whether it's on the back of a CVS receipt, T-Mobile, Home Depot, Sam, whatever it is, I don't know. I don't have that receipt that triggered you to register for the contest entry. That's something that the clients do themselves. Once you enter your card number, is where I come in at, for your transaction, which even more so is not fraudulent because there's a base for you to call. You have a number to call. We have a fraud department. If you felt like you didn't enter your card number, I can elevate you over to the fraud department. They'll investigate if you felt like someone else used your card. But you used your card. You entered your card. And where you enter it from, I don't know because I don't know whether you got – the thousands of people that call in – it could have been off the back of a CVS receipt. It could have been off Sam's. It could have been a link that you got in the email. It could have been a survey. It could have been any one of those things that triggered you to register for the contest entry. Okay? Where I am, when you're calling me, they give you a customer service number so you have someone to reach out to. And here, I can see where you made the $7.95. I don't have any of your information other than the last four digits. It's just like they do with anything else. Everything's blocked out but the last four digits of the card that's used. Now, what you entered into in this department that you call, because I handle the transactions, not the actual, we don't have like a room with iPads in it and iPhones to give to the lucky winner. That's not what I do. I handle the transactions after you've entered your information from wherever you did. It could have been, I hear it all the time. I do this all the time. So wherever you got yours from, I don't know. It could have been the back of the CVS receipt. It could have been a Sam's. It could have been a link. It could have been a survey. I don't know how you initiated the entry sweepstake. I don't know that. You entered that. That's not given to you by me. That's given to you whether you went to Costco to shop and on the back of your receipt it say, hey, do this survey. It'll put you, you can do this. Or on the back of T-Mobile receipt, it'll say, hey, fill out this link. You got a contest entry. Or, hey, you want to enter into a contest entry for a chance to win an iPhone? Here you go, $7.95. So where you did that part at, I don't know. But what I do know is that you have an entry. And more importantly, and I'm saying to you because I'm saying to you what's going to happen. If I don't cancel this account tonight, you're going to be charged for the discount membership club each month. We got thousands of members that's member of this membership club. But sounds like to me, you don't want to be a member of that club. So I'm saying to you before you get off the phone, you need to not – that you're in your trial period, which you just happened to call tonight because it's a two – day window, which is 48 hours, to let them know that you don't want to be a member of the discount shopping store. What is the discount shopping store? It handles, it's a gadgets, like they got thousands of things, like from headlamps to dash cams to action cameras to high-D digi cameras, whatever the case they might sell in this discount store, the membership is what you pay for each month. Now, each month for the membership, now that is a promotion from where you entered into the contest entry. This is where you're missing it at. You entered in the cup, but it is a promotion that's off the back of a receipt, wherever you got it from, wherever you got it in the email link, whether you got it off a receipt, I don't know. But that's what triggered that to do the contest. Now, that's a promotion stating that, hey, you know, if you do this, we want you to become a member of our, I see it in several forms. It could be a member of the discount store, or sometimes you didn't have this one, but this is the most common one. Pay $7.95 for shipping and handling, and you choose a gift. And the gift you choose could be a portable blender. It could be a knife sharpening kit or whatever the case. I hear several stories, whatever the case is. And once you receive that, that's your gift to keep for that version of it. But in 48 hours, in 2 days, they're going to automatically enroll you into the discount store if you do not call and let them know. And most times people stay with it because they like gadgets and they like getting discounts on stuff and they like spending a $125 voucher that they give them each month. They're not sweating the monthly charge of it. They enjoy being able to shop online with the discount store because it's a really large world. It's a huge discount store. If that's not what you want to be, before I hang this call up, sir, because you're going to receive a charge in 2 days. If you tell me you don't want to be a member, I will cancel that today. If I hang up now, you're going to be charged in 2 days.
Well, yeah,
but I can't just cancel your account. You have to tell me that's what you want to do.
Yeah, I would like to cancel that.
Okay, so hold, please. You just happened to call within your trial period. So I'm canceling the account now. I'm going to give you a cancellation number here. Customer called in, does not want to continue membership. Now, whether you did on the entry for the sweepstake, that's something on you. But what I'm handling here, I know you're going to pick up a charge in 48 hours. And I keep trying to convey that to you that you need to cancel that if that's not what you want to do. So,
okay, what's the cancel number?
Hold on, customer called in to cancel account. Let me make the notation to... Does not want to, because you're in your trial period of 48 hours, does not want to continue your membership. With the discount store. And what that is, that's a world's like huge store. They got all these things at discount store. And they give you $125 shopping voucher as well. So account canceled. Customer does not want membership. Okay, being that we're on a recorded line, all that was notated as well as at ASK. As the cancellation number for you, sir, is C as in Charlie 259-460-158. And I'm double checking that for you now. Make sure that I got that done correctly for you. I just gave you a cancellation number. Going forward, you will not receive the membership because you called within the trial period. The trial period is 48 hours. Okay, so customer account was canceled. My notation here, if you call back 2 days from now, tomorrow, next week, next hour, they're going to see this notation in here at 1:36 a.m. by me. Customer called into cancel account, does not want to continue membership with the discount store. Account canceled. Anything else I may do for you, sir?
Yeah. So What I wanted you to see is that the process that I went through. So I also believe that I'm not going to win. And then I also checked in the internet to see if anybody else has won.
I have no clue, sir. I handle the transaction per person. I'm dealing with your stuff.
Well,
your...
No, I mean, I know that you don't have any ideas, so I'm letting you know that. I don't see anybody else's one.
I don't know now. I hear people say, I mean, I don't know. I listen to thousands of people every day, and thousands of people are in this entry. It's legit. I mean, I don't know who the winner is, but I mean.
Yeah, I don't see, you know, people post on like Reddit, or they post on like Craigslist, or they post like their review of a contest. Like somebody
mm-hmm.
say, "Yeah, I won."
Mm-hmm.
Legit. Nobody said that they won. So I don't think. I feel like, and then I went to the website, and there's not a website.
For what?
On the website that I actually won on, it says newcheapoffers.com is my.
Oh, I don't know anything about that. I will have here. See, like I said, I don't know where your. Where the initial thing was triggered from. That's the point you're missing. Let me see here. I have hundreds of accounts here. And anywhere from dash cams to neck massagers to tracker tags to Wi-Fi boosters, Wi-Fi cameras, sweepstakes iPad, sweepstakes iPhone. Here is a website here. I can give you that. You can look at that and see any clarity that it might give you on it. I don't know. Let me see if it does have. And here it just say. Okay. I'm going to give you
no.
The site, and I'm going to let you go to the site, and you can see. It say congratulations by placing your sweepstakes entry for Win Big Sweepstakes. And see, that's what most people miss it at. They keep saying they won an iPad. And I have to tell this story every day, and I keep saying to them, it's an entry. Okay. But here's the site that you can go check it out. Here we,
okay.
Hold on. For the iPad winner, sweepstakes iPhone. The site is, and if you, any questions that you want about anything, because, again, I just handle the transactions, but here's your email support if you want to email and ask anything about what you want to ask to this place. But the site is One Stop. Okay, the iPhone. No, let me back up. That's for the iPad. The Sweepstakes iPhone. Customer website is BASIC.
BASIC?
That's Basic.
Basic?
Yeah, discount, DISCO. Now, I don't know if it's case sensitive, so I'm going to give it to you the way I see it here. I can click on the link. I click on the link, it comes right up. But it does have basic, like B as in uppercase, A S I C, and then D as in uppercase, I S C O U N T, and then G as uppercase, OODS.com. So the site is basicdiscountgoods.com. And I can see right here your monthly charge, if I hadn't canceled tonight, would have been $54.97 a month, which is fine. Plenty of people pay that charge because they like being a member of the discount store. Now, here's an email support. If you want to email somebody about what you're talking about whatever, whatever, there's a support number. So the email is support@basicdiscountgoods.com. So you're asking about your stats and this and that and da da da. It first of all, it didn't say you won. So I've been doing this and I know it's not a winner. Now, whether they give a join or when they announce the winner, I don't know that because it's not my promotion. But this is their site. This is their email contact to contact them. But I do know what you're saying. It's an entry for a chance to win the iPhone. I do know that. Okay.
Okay, well, I would like to hopefully cancel that pending transaction and then receive a refund.
Well, it's not pending. It's already approved. That's already taken care of. It's not a pending transaction.
Or $7.95 is not pending?
No, sir. I have approval call. I have it here. It's already done.
Oh, well, because on my... on the merch, I mean, on this side, it says still pending.
No, sir. I'm looking at it right now. It say no reoccurring date, so it's not like a continuous charge. It was just the amount of $7.95.
Well, I would like to receive a refund on that and withdraw my entry into the sweepstakes.
Let's see here if that's an option. I'm still checking for you, please. Okay, being that this was just done today, right? Okay, same day order. I may refund fully the shipping and handling. So hold, please. I'll refund that. $7.95 refund. Hold, please. Are you sure you want to refund order ID for $7.95? Yes. The order was refunded $7.95 successfully. Let me notate your account, and I give you the cancellation number for that as well. Customer called in. Does not want. It's a same day void. Actually, is what it is.
Okay.
Same day void. Customer does not want. Hold on a minute. For the same day orders, you may fully refund shipping and handling. Okay, so that's all you get back on that, because you're not going to receive anything, and I've already canceled the membership. Anything else would have been a refund based on you would have gotten charged to $54.95. So it didn't get that far past the 48 hours, so I don't owe you a refund for the $54.97. The only thing that you were charged was $7.95, and of that, the $7.95, I got notated here that it has, yes, refunded $7.97 at 1:44 a.m. by me, $7.95, as well as account is canceled. And as well in the notes, I made notation that customer called in the canceled account, does not want to continue membership with the discount store, and account membership canceled. Also, same day, void on shipping and handling. Anything else I can do for you, sir?
Okay, so I'm just wondering, so if I happened to call out of the 24-hour or same day window, it wouldn't behave the same. It wouldn't be the same process.
Correct. It would have been a done deal. Right now, I mean, it's already approved. If you hadn't called, period, it had just been gone through. Your entry would have been entered in 48 hours based on it was listed in the terms and conditions, shipping and handling. Based on in 48 hours, you would have had a charge because it automatically said in the terms and conditions that you're automatically enrolled into the discount store. In this case, for you, it would have been $54.97, and which is fine. I mean, because we have thousands of members. It's part of that. It's a legit. It's not something, you know, people like the discount store. And you would have received a $125 voucher to shop at the discount store each month. They charge you $54. They give you $125 to shop with. So it had not made it that far. We're in the same day void process. I was allowed to do the same. Well, the system accepted the same day void on shipping and handling, and no refunds to speak of on the membership charge, because you was never charged a membership because you was still inside of the trial. And your refund of $7.95 is done. You can call tomorrow, today, next week, and you'll see this notes here. I got it in notes. They can see it. And you can call and get a whole different agent. If you don't think I did what I said I was going to do, you can call that same number you called tonight. Chances are you're not going to get me. Chances are you could get me. But I'm notating. And we're on a recorded line, by the way. So everything has to follow protocol.
Okay.
All right.
Now, what I'm thinking is, So is this going to take 5 to 7 business days?
Typically, it's 3 to 5 business days. That depends on your bank. We have nothing to do with the money, no more than refunding it back. That's up to your bank. I'm looking at it in the notation. Only way it would affect me if it wasn't done, but I'm looking at it. I always double-check myself. On 3/27, 1:44 a.m., done by me, refunded, $7.95. And there's a transaction ID, so it was done. But when you get it back.
Can I possibly have that transaction ID?
Sure, no worries. 709-5323-1667. It's notated all over the account. The number you got, I'll see everything that we talked about, plus the recorded line. So.
All right, because I was just thinking of same-day void versus a refund.
Well, it could have been either way because I could have done the same-day void, but because it was already approved, it is a refund.
Okay, so it's going to behave as a refund, not as like a void?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that's like a reverse transaction.
Because I had an approval. I mean, if it was something still pending, I could have just said void, but I don't see pending. I see that it was actually approved. And I could have done it either way. It would have been fine either way. It could have been a void. I couldn't tell you how long on a void, but I do know on refunds it's 3 to 5 business days.
All right.
Anything else I can do for you, sir?
No, thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling customer service. You have a wonderful evening.
I have a nice day.
Bye.